Welcome back, dear listeners, to another exciting episode of the Kratos Maintenance Management Podcast. Today, we're taking a dive into the deep waters of condition-based maintenance with Alex, our in-house maintenance management expert. Alex, glad to have you on board.
Thanks, Bruce. Always thrilled to be here, especially to discuss something as pivotal as condition-based maintenance.
All right, let's get started. For our listeners who might be new to the term, what exactly is condition-based maintenance?
Great question. Condition-based maintenance is a maintenance approach where tasks are performed based on the actual condition of the equipment rather than on a set schedule. So instead of changing the oil every 3 months, for instance, you do it when sensors or inspections indicate it's necessary.
That sounds like a forward-thinking approach. But as with all strategies, there must be challenges. So, what hurdles might teams face when transitioning to condition-based maintenance?
Ah, Bruce, where do I start? First off, technology acquisition and integration. Getting the right sensors, setting them up, and integrating them into your existing system can be a logistical and financial challenge.
Right, especially given the sheer number of assets in some organizations.
Absolutely. Then there's the data deluge. Condition-based maintenance inherently means you're collecting vast amounts of data. But raw data isn't helpful unless you can translate it into actionable insights, which demands robust software and skilled personnel.
I can imagine that being a steep learning curve for many.
It is. Another challenge is the cultural shift. Moving from traditional maintenance practices to condition-based maintenance requires a mindset change. Teams might be resistant initially, especially if they've been following a certain routine for years.
Makes sense. But for our eager listeners ready to face these challenges, what advice or tips do you have?
Firstly, start small. Don't rush into full-scale condition-based maintenance for all equipment. Begin with a critical asset, learn from the experience, and then expand. Secondly, invest in training. Ensure your team understands not just how to use the new tools, but also the why behind the shift. And lastly, remember to celebrate small wins. Every time condition-based maintenance prevents a failure or saves costs, make it known. It's a great morale boost and reinforces the strategy's worth.
Alex, as always, your insights are invaluable. A huge thanks for breaking down the challenges and ways forward in condition-based maintenance for us.
It's been a pleasure, Bruce. Remember, the world of maintenance is ever-evolving. And while condition-based maintenance presents challenges, the rewards in efficiency, cost savings, and equipment longevity are well worth it.
That's a wrap for today's episode, folks. Stay tuned to the Kratos Maintenance Management Podcast for more enlightening discussions on the future of maintenance. See you next time.